SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. Our next guest is the Director of European Affairs at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, Oriana Marie Kruger. Oriana is originally from Germany, and she also lived and studied in Israel for a couple of years. Combat Anti-Semitism, or CAM in short, is a global coalition engaging more than 700 partner organizations and 3 million people from a diverse array of religious, political, and cultural backgrounds in the common mission of fighting the world's oldest hatred. For all the details and more information, we are now joined by Oriana Marie Kruger. Shalom, Oriana.
Shalom, Amit.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Amit, for the introduction and also for having me.
Pleasure. So you are the Director of European Affairs at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. How long have you been involved with CAM, and how long has this organization been active for?
So I am working for the organization for now 2 years, but the organization was founded in 2019, so 5 years ago.
Okay. Before we discuss on the organization, we heard amazing things about you, Oriana, and I imagine that countless young Germans like you and Austrians have discovered that their grandparents joined the Nazi party or took an active part in the Holocaust, but not many have totally changed their lives and focus as a result. You have an interesting story. Could you take us back and try to explain to our listeners how you felt when you found out the story about your grandparents?
So, yes, of course. So I discovered that both of my grandparents were very involved in the Second World War and at a very, very late age, even though I was very interested in the Holocaust from a young age. So when I was younger, I read a lot of books about the Holocaust, and it was something that was very, very interesting to me, how people can develop such a hate that they are able to do the horrible crimes they did during the Holocaust. And when I was in school, we obviously also learned a lot about the Holocaust, but there's a big gap between what we as Germans learn in school, which means that we're learning about what the Nazis did, or maximum what the Germans did, versus how our families and our ancestors were acting during that time. So when we are in school, we never learn about that this is actually something that was part of our family history. Mm-hmm. So only during my time of my studies in research on anti-Semitism, I basically looked at statistics and I saw that 99% of the people were involved in the Nazi crimes or did not really save Jews. That's the opposite of what a lot of people think about their own ancestors. So I started to do research and I confronted my grandfather and I asked him this time a specific question, because usually when you were asking, or I was asking my grandparents about what they did during the war, usually I only got a very vague answer about their own suffering and about how their house was bombed. And when I asked about, for example, if they heard anything from their Jewish neighbors, my grandfather always told me, no, he didn't hear anything and he just didn't see anything and he didn't know about anything. And then I asked him specifically, did you go to the Hitler Youth? And then he answered with yes. And then he told me about his time in the Hitler Youth and how he wanted to ride a horse, and that's why he changed unit. And I looked at him in shock and I asked him if he regrets anything and if he thought about it now. And for him, it was more like a scout. And there was not really any form of regret that I was able to get from him. So it was, first of all, it was shocking to me that there was something that was so, for me, very, very important about my grandfather's past that was kept as a secret from me for such a long time. And I felt also very, very angry about his reaction because I didn't feel any form of regret from him. So this was something that was very moving for me. And also I kind of realized that it's super important, the job that I'm doing right now.
Yeah,
because this is something that a lot of Germans are also experiencing, I think, that they don't really know what their own grandparents did, so they are very much able to disconnect whatever happened in the past in Germany from their families. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
If I asked you to choose the main reason for your involvement with the combating anti-Semitism movement, what would it be?
So I was always very, very interested, as I said, in the story of the Holocaust, also in Jewish culture, and something that really led my path towards what I'm doing now is that I visited Israel when I was 15, and we did a student exchange from my school, or with my high school. And I've been to the country for the first time, and I met people, and I heard for the first time about the Middle Eastern conflict. And afterwards, I went to school, and we talked about it. And I really felt how most of the people couldn't understand the Israeli point of view. And this was something that really turned me to be more of an pro-Israel ambassador when I was in high school. So that's one of the factors. It also basically determined what I'm doing now. But at the same time, yes, also the past that I discovered of my family was something that really influenced how I felt about it and how I really was sure that this is something that I want to do in the future and in my life.
Yeah. And since you lived in Israel, I have to mention to our listeners that your Hebrew is quite impressive. I'll ask you now in Hebrew, את מבינה עברית, נכון? Well done. Don't worry. We'll continue in English. And we are speaking to Oriana Marie Kruger, the Director of European Affairs at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. Oriana, let's talk about the movement now. Jews and plenty of decent people all around the world are utterly shocked by the recent tsunami of anti-Semitism triggered by October 7 and whatever followed after it. Is it really that bad?
So I think there are two sides of this question. So first of all, it's really bad and we can see it. The incidents are spiking. We're also monitoring incidents worldwide and we can really see a huge spike of incidents following the October 7th Hamas attack, which is really, really, really horrific. And at the same time, I think we cannot ignore that the anti-Semitic sentiments were there all the time. Just because we can see it more clearly now doesn't mean that there was less anti-Semitism in terms of sentiments, in terms of attitudes in the society. And I think you have, on the one hand, you have people in Europe, people who are coming from Europe, who have ancestors who were part of the Holocaust, who never really, you know, as society, the European society never really worked on the past and never really got over the anti-Semitic sentiments that were there for centuries. I mean, also when you look at the past, Hitler didn't invent anti-Semitism. It was always there. And mm-hmm. It's still transported through language, through tropes, through stereotypes that are still there in the society. And then at the same time, you have a lot of anti-Semitism from the left. And I studied politics in 2014 in Berlin. And I remember that I, for example, had to read a text in university about feminist structures in the Hamas, which basically is a whole propaganda text for Hamas being a legit left resistance movement. So we didn't speak about if it's a terrorist organization or not. We just spoke about how we as Western people have a wrong viewpoint on Hamas and how Hamas is actually a feminist organization. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating now, but that was the point of the discussion. And that was in 2014. So all of those, you know, all of those attitudes and all of those sentiments that we see right now and the people who are very, very vocal about it at universities, everything was there before. It just, I think October 7th was just a triggering point for people to now go on the streets. And at the same time, you also have a lot of migration, and we cannot ignore the reality that a lot of people who are coming from Arab countries to the US, to Australia, to Europe, grew up with anti-Semitic sentiments and anti-Semitic attitudes that are just led by the state or fed by the state into the people's mind. And people are growing up within an anti-Semitic society. And of course, they're taking the anti-Semitism with themselves when they are coming to Europe or Australia or the US, for example. So we have this anti-Semitism that is really coming from right wing. We have it in the left wing. We have it in the people with migration background, but we also have it in main society. So you have everywhere anti-Semitism. And I don't think I don't think the anti-Semitism is something that now only grew. It's something that was there before, and we just see it now.
In multicultural Australia, in America, and in many other countries, racism is unacceptable, especially not in academic circles. Mm-hmm. Still, it seems like that governments and universities do very little to combat anti-Semitism. What can be done about it?
So I think you're very right. And I would extend it. I would not say only in academic circles, but I think in general, in progressive spaces, Jews don't have a place. Anti-Semitism is a blind spot. And I think the main problem is that anti-Semitism is always seen as a category of racism. So when you fight against racism, you automatically fight against anti-Semitism, which is very problematic because it ignores that anti-Semitism is very, very different from racism. One example is that racism, when you're racist, you look down on people, while when you're anti-Semitic, you basically attribute the Jews power and you say they're powerful and people need to stop them. And for example, conspiracy theories in their cure are anti-Semitic as well. I mean, not all of them, but most of them, because the Jews are basically are the ones to blame. It's always the Jews who are to blame for anything that goes wrong in the world because they have too much power. So I think the mechanisms of anti-Semitism are being misunderstood in a lot of progressive spaces.
Okay, so what can be done about it?
I think what can be done is, first of all, that there needs to be a lot of education. A lot of diversity officers, for example, need to learn at university what is anti-Semitism, what's the difference between racism and anti-Semitism, how can I support the Jewish students, how can you find anti-Semitism also in anti-Zionism, or how anti-Zionism is actually also anti-Semitism. So there needs to be a lot of education within the university, within the government, and within also progressive spaces. And I think it's very important to keep on criticizing and to show this, you know, this space, this black hole that there is.
So it's really all about education, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think the first step is to really educate yourself on the reality, educate yourself on the history, educate yourself on anti-Semitism so that there's a base, you know, for a good argument. Then as a next step, I think show support and show solidarity and to connect with each other. That's, I think, also very, very important to show that the Jewish community is not alone. And then as a third step, I think it's also important to still speak with each other. I think all of us know someone who shares questionable posts right now on Instagram. And everybody, all of us, we know people who are having a different mindset. And I think it's important to not just block those people and say, oh, those are lost people, but to really stay in a conversation and to have a lot of facts, a lot of, you know, a basis for an argument. But to still stay in touch and to keep a conversation going. And I think we cannot convince people if we're just, you know, saying something on social media and hoping to reach a big audience. I think a lot of, you know, passion and understanding in a one-on-one conversation is needed to also make people understand your side. So, and then I think it's also very, very important that the people who are not Jewish are also engaged in the fight against anti-Semitism, because we always discover that it's, in the end of the day, it's the Jews that are trying to fight against anti-Semitism and for Israel, even though it should not be the job of the Jews. It should be the job of the people who are not Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Because anti-Semitism is not a problem that is coming from the Jewish community. It's a problem that is coming from the other community, from the main society. So we should really be the ones to be engaged and not the Jewish community.
Well, as you can see, it's a very, very complex topic to discuss, and we are running out of time. Oriana Marie Kruger, the Director of European Affairs at Combat Antisemitism Movement, I would really like to thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with future work.
Thank you very much for having me.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.